Greetings, curious minds. You're now tuned into the further adventures of Shortwave Kitsch. New stories, vintage vibes. If you enjoy what you hear and want to support the weird and wonderful, head over to swkradio.com. There you'll discover various ways to join our community and keep the transmissions alive. But don't worry, we'll remind you about that later. For now, let's tune in.
Hello and welcome, brave listeners. With open arms and hearts full of love and laughter, turn the lights down, sit back and relax. We'll all share the fun, frivolity, and a slew of other F-words. Leave your troubles at the door and forget all of your worries. For the next hour, you've discovered Shortwave Kitsch. So let's slow things down just a bit. Let's start tonight like we do every night. Let us lift our voices for you in song. The music of the night drifts from the airwaves right into your ears. Ladies, take it away.
In a little cafe down River Way, where the palm trees sway and the music plays, there's a spider swinging from a silver thread, but the lady trembles in fear, filled with dread. When the moon is high and the stars are bright, this swinging song rings and sings in the night. As the lady's huddled close, who can save the day? He steps forward boldly, ready to slay. Oh, the swinging spider Samba, a haunting sight, with its legs a-twirling, causing quite a fright. She looks into his eyes, her heart's filled with hope, knowing he'll protect her, walking the high tide.
He fights the spider with valor so true, swinging a broomstick, her hero in view. He rescues his lady, her fears start to fade. In his arms she finds solace as love takes the stage. In the midst of chaos, a love unfolds. The swinging spider grip no longer holds. Her husband's bravery, a shining light, rekindles the flame as they kiss through the night.
Oh, the swinging spider Samba, an alluring spell, with its legs once twirling, a seductive swell. Her heart pulses faster as she takes his hand. Passions reignite in a moment so grand. In the moonlight's glow, they sway and ignite. It's the swinging spider Samba, their desires take flight. Eight legs and arms are wrapped, they are lost in the heat. A passionate ending where leisure and love meet.
If you really need an answer to a problem, address your letter to whom it may concern. But before that, we'll need to take a quick moment for a word from our sponsor.
All right, Rover, sit right there and... Oh, I got it! There were so many moments that I wanted to capture with my canine companion, not to mention my loving and adoring husband, but I didn't have a way until I found the finest and most accessible camera on the market. Now, taking a family portrait with our family has never been so easy. Jay! I wasn't expecting you home so early. I was just talking about you.
I've got the goods on you, Cat.
What are you talking about, Jay?
Don't play innocent with me. I had a PI follow you for weeks. took these pictures with his tower optics camera.
Oh, a tower optics camera? Made with only the finest parts that Dr. Clutterbuck and his crew can provide?
Yes, so you know they're the best. Film doesn't lie, not like you. You've been cheating on me, haven't you?
I never meant to hurt you. I'm sorry.
Sorry? Is that all you have to say for yourself, Kat?
What do you want me to say? My behavior was reprehensible. It was lousy. Like even the leading camera on the market in comparison with the Tower Optics. Fantasy, fantastic clarity, and lens assortment at affordable prices.
Don't tease me with a good time and a great camera. You betrayed me in the worst way possible with my best friend, Tom. How could you? You've thrown away everything we've had together.
I don't know what to say, Jay. It was a mistake.
A mistake? Sleeping with another man is a mistake. Overcooking a pot roast, that's a mistake. This is inexcusable, unforgivable.
Please, Jay, I love you. We can work through this. I'll do anything, anything to make it right.
We're done here, and you don't deserve anything but my contempt. And I'm taking the dog.
Not Rover! Let me make this right!
It's too late for that. Now you have to face the consequences.
Please, Jay, don't do this. I can change. I'll be better, I promise.
You've made your bed, and now you have to lie in it. Lie in it forever.
Jay, what are you doing with that lamp? No! No! No!
Kat? Oh, no. Kat, what have I done?
Hello? Kat? Is the coast clear?
Tom.
Oh, hey, Jay. Wait, Kat, what's wrong with Kat?
I found out that she was cheating on me with you.
Is she okay?
No, she's not okay.
You killed her. And now you're going to have to answer to my gun.
Well, I have a gun, too. I'm going to kill you, you son of a... Ah!
Oh! Oh.
You are my best friend.
A little bit later.
Day after day, year after year, this work never get any easier.
Looks like she was stepping out based on these pics.
These pics. Sweet Lord! These are crystal clear!
Well, you're telling me! Looks like they were taken with a Tower Optics camera!
Top of the line, that one.
You know it. For our records, let me just get this shot. Oh, a perfect shot every time.
Too bad we have to capture scenes like this.
Lunch?
Lunch sounds good.
If you want to take the perfect pic, then reach for the Tower Optics killer camera. Another fine Clutterbuck collaboration. Tower Optics, a perfect shot every time. And now back to the wit and wisdom of Adriana Agony in To Whom It May Concern. There are people out who know how to exactly handle every situation. For everyone else, there's your dearest Aunt Agony.
When you hear the tap, tap, tap of my typewriter, you'll know I'm solving problems and helping those less fortunate or in need. Won't you trust your dearest Aunt Agony with your problems?
When you need help and you've nowhere else to turn, place a letter in the post. Label it, To Whom It May Concern. We remit tonight's story, and then there's fraud. Follow the clickety-clack of the keys in her home. You'll find Adriana Agony doing what she loves best, helping others from the safety and security of her beloved desk.
And so, dearest Hermione, adjusting to changing social and economic circumstances can be as challenging as trying to dance the jitterbug in roller skates. You could try it, but should you? You only live once, after all. If you need something to remind you that your nose should be married to the grindstone, remember the apocryphal words of our faithful, if not ferocious leader, Winston Churchill. He once said, "If you're going through hell, keep going. You'll forgive both me and he for such foul words." In my humble opinion, you may want to listen to the recent words of the silver screen starlet, Mae West. She quipped, "You only live once, but if you do it right, once is enough." That new job will be yours. Worry not. Dress for success. Don't be scared to fail forward, as those mistakes are part of the learning process. And most importantly, remember to breathe. Life's challenges are just opportunities. For the sake of brevity, love your work. You won't work a day in your life. Sincerely, Adriana Agony, AKA your Agony Aunt. Let's hope that our sweet Hermione heeds the call of the working class, but methinks that the call of her husband and kids will anchor her more than her partner in the Navy.
Agony?
Reginald! Wonderful to hear from you, old chap.
Old, you say?
Just a simple turn of phrase, me old China.
I thought it might be time to consider residential care.
Absolute drivel, my dear. The middle of life never looked as good on anyone.
Why, thank you, Agony. Some like to be good in their 40s. I say, let's get medieval.
Well done. Puns become you.
As much as I would love to join you for a good laugh and a few puns, I'm here on urgent business.
Let me guess. A letter has arrived.
On top of everything, as always, Agony.
May I?
Absolutely.
It says, art collection, tot, tot, tot. Suspicious circumstances, tot, tot, tot. Money and reputation are at stake, tot, tot, tot. Please help me, signed, Felicity Bigelow. Well, that is certainly a turn of events that I didn't see coming when I awoke this morning.
Who is this Felicity Bigelow?
A name synonymous with art as well as philanthropic endeavors.
Sounds incredibly important.
She is. Felicity is a strong woman who made a name for herself out of sheer kindness.
Art cannot be cheap.
The monetary means that she so kindly shares and collects from others, I'm sure, helps. But to actually choose to do that and share, it speaks volumes.
Absolutely.
If we all had such lofty aspirations...
Then you shouldn't waste another moment. Shall I call a car?
Yes. I can't believe she... Picasso'd me?
No! How clever, Agony! Yeah.
Well, you know, we shouldn't dilly dolly.
Yes, you did it again.
I know the unmitigated chagall.
Brilliant! Let me try one.
Love to hear it.
They can... Manet? No, not him. Renoir was French, and so... Hold on. Almost Matisse.
Oh, I felt you were so close.
I felt it too. I'll keep working.
Excellent! The car?
Calling now.
Not long after, Adriana Agony was escorted to the front door of a voluminous chateau. Waiting just inside was Felicity Bigelow herself.
You must be Adriana Agony.
Mrs. Bigelow, it's an absolute pleasure to meet you. Big, big fan.
Adriana, you had better call me Felicity, because I'm a big fan of yours, too.
What the what? You simply must be joking!
Not at all! I've been reading your articles for years.
This is so... I mean, I'm rarely at loss for words, being a writer and all. How odd that I can't even...
We're going to be great friends, I just know it.
Oh, yay! It's incredible to have a friend that firmly embodies the divine feminine.
Oh, an absolutely delicious way of stating that. What a way with words, Adriana.
It's my job. Literally.
So it is.
Is this your house, home, mansion?
None of those things, actually. It belongs to a friend. It was once under the ownership of Sir John Ellerman.
The first baronet?
One and the same.
But he passed, no?
Yes.
Oh. Shame.
Indeed.
But I suppose you can't take it with you. Best we're here to use it.
Well, most of his money was put to definite good use, even though he and his son were of German descent. After his father passed and the Second World War began, Sir John Ellerman's second baronet used his shipping ties to help Jewish refugees escape the motherland amidst criticism of being a traitor.
Yes! Well,
shall we address the problem at hand?
We shall, we shall.
Agony is rushed from one room into another, one filled with gorgeous, timeless, and priceless works of art.
And And here is what we're considering for our showroom.
I'm in awe of such beautiful pieces.
It's impressive, yes.
Such a simple word for such an incredible collection. It doesn't begin to describe it. Is that a Goya?
Right next to the Gainsborough.
And is that...
William Harnett, the old violin? Certainly is. On loan from the National Gallery in the States.
Gorgeous.
A simple, if not highly detailed, oil on canvas. From the sheet music's agedness and the light dusting of rosin on the instrument, a true work of art.
It's so realistic. I feel like I could reach out and grab it. Play the violin.
Please don't grab it or touch it.
I wouldn't ever dare.
Or do anything but admire it.
Oh, with my eyes only.
At a distance?
Taking a step back. And the other works present?
Paintings ranging from Picasso to Friedrich to Waterhouse. Ooh, then we have a few sculptures as well. This one is a Bartolini. Ooh, that's a Carrier Belleuse.
I know this might be taboo, but would you mind if I touched it?
Nothing would bring me more joy, but the fingerprints and the oils, it simply wouldn't do.
I understand, yet now that I'm looking around, there do seem to be quite a few Picassos.
He's in vogue. Not my taste, personally, but Picasso, 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 Picasso.
He wasn't the Nazi style either.
Well, then I guess we should love him. You know, the enemy of my enemy and all.
I'm exceedingly sure that everyone is an enemy of the Nazis.
Touché.
As exhilarating as this journey has been, your letter was a little unclear about the finer points of my attendance during this particular confluence of events.
I have been blessed. While I wouldn't dare boast about what some would call impeccable taste in art, I will say that I've been fortunate enough to have acquired genuine masterpieces. It was my parents who nurtured my passion and provided me with ample opportunities to explore the art world.
It certainly has paid dividends.
Ooh, I make an effort to actively engage with artists, attend gallery openings when able, and support emerging artists. I'm driven by ambition and an unfortunate thirst for validation.
I believe it was Confucius who spoke the words, "What the superior man seeks is in himself. What the small man seeks is in others."
A point well made. And points to me being medium of nature. I love myself. But I do enjoy others telling me how marvelous I am as well.
Don't we all?
Yes. Which brings me to why you're here. I, and others like me, live in a metaphorical ivory tower. And what would people in this world like to do more than tip that very same tower over into the muckety-muck? That simply will not do.
Let's put the kibosh on those who wish to do you harm.
While in most cases you're brought onto the scene to finger a prospective suspect for a client, this would be different.
Color me Robinson Crusoe, because I'm still a little lost.
I'm engaging you to protect what I've amassed. Make sure that no one does anything to upset my gala tomorrow night. Keep my collection and the works that others have entrusted to me safe. What say you?
I say, where do I pick up the invitation? Because I'm in!
Oh, I was hoping you'd say that, Adriana.
Adriana and Felicity review the plan for protecting the masterworks on the walls, and a plan is devised. Eventually, as agony is being shown out by Felicity Bigelow, an old acquaintance enters the picture.
No, 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 no!
Doing an impression of a man whom you asked on a second date, Adriana.
Actually, it was a pastiche of your parents finding out that they were having a troll instead of a bouncing baby boy.
Hilarious, Adriana.
You'll forgive me. While it appears that you two are formally acquainted, your tone and words exchanged strike a chord as if you aren't fond of each other.
Oh, I wouldn't say that we weren't fond of each other.
We actively despise each other.
I would say it's more of an aversion.
Abhor, detest, utterly loathe.
I could have been mistaken in my previous assessment.
As fun as this is, I assume you're here on official business, Inspector...
Inspector Frederick Cunningham. It's easy to remember. You can't be a great inspector without true cunning.
And you can't have Frederick without a healthy helping of ham here.
Agony. Never met someone with a more appropriate surname.
Ah, I almost failed to recall your effervescent personality, entering a room long before that bulbous gut of yours ever does. It's an Evervestian feat.
Hilarious. But back to the business at hand. For we at Scotland Yard are always working for a safer London. There have been reports of a possible art heist targeting your collection, Mrs. Bigelow.
Could it be? Could the brain trust at the Yard actually be solving problems as they happen? Certainly not with Inspector Cunningham.
I assure you, Agony, I was assigned to this case because of my expertise in art-related crimes.
It's my expertise in being assigned to these things that blah, blah, blah. That's how you sound.
Mature, Agony. The epitome of maturity.
You have a knack of showing up wherever I happen to be. If I didn't know any better, I would say that you're infatuated with me.
Why, everyone loves to watch people bicker, but focus on the task at hand. Inspector Cunningham, I hadn't requested such services.
Where the money goes, the law follows. There are several powerful friends that you've made who've requested these protections on your behalf. We have increased security measures, including additional guards. We'll also be discreetly monitoring the guest during the gala.
This is beyond the pale.
Agony, I could use your expertise in profiling the potential culprits. Your insights into human behavior and your knack for uncovering hidden motives, which it could be invaluable.
Oh, how delightful! I get to play detective alongside Inspector Plumbing Spam. The bobbies who wouldn't have two brain cells together on a desert island for heat. What a dream come true!
No more times for Barb's Agony. This is serious business.
Oh, I assure you, Inspector, no one takes this more seriously than I. Till tomorrow, Felicity.
Farewell, Adriana.
The hours march forward as the day turns to night, and the night turns to day again, only to arrive at the evening not long thereafter. Adriana Agony arrives at the fulsome feat.
Well, well, well. Isn't this a jolly good shindig? Felicity knows how to throw a proper bash.
As Adriana makes her way through the crowd, she spots Felicity Bigelow, resplendent in a dazzling red gown, surrounded by a group of posh guests. Adriana approaches her, a mischievous smile playing on her lips.
Felicity, my dear, you've done a smashing job here. This is a soiree fit for the queen herself.
Oh, you have no idea how relieved I am to hear that.
Of course.
You see, right over there by the canapes and the pettifours.
I do.
That's Princess Margaret.
The Princess Margaret?
One and the same. While the queen couldn't make it herself, her sister couldn't pass up an opportunity for free food and booze.
Who can, really? This really is a who's who of London.
Just as long as this who's who doesn't become a whodunit.
It shan't if I've anything to say about it. And to a lesser degree, Inspector Cunningham.
Speaking of, he seems to have vanished into thin air.
He's probably camouflaged himself as a potted plant. We'll have to keep our eyes peeled for a fern with a furrowed brow.
You might even find him tolerable tonight.
I suppose miracles can happen.
Well, surrounded by such beauty and money, how can you not have the best time?
I am. It's just not my normal cup of tea. Speaking of tea, this lavender Earl Grey is positively delightful.
It's not every day most of us can commiserate amongst art worth 2.7 million pounds.
Million pounds of so many bobs who you could just pay to be your uncle?
Are you okay, Agony?
Yes, yes. Who couldn't want to, of course, be good. Fine. I simply had a flashback from last week. I had to fashion my old curtains into intimates for myself because my worn-out previous one barred not just a passing resemblance to Swiss cheese. Burlap isn't the most comforting of materials.
You are always so entertaining, my dear. If you'll excuse me, I must make a brief speech.
We'll circle back around and see each other in a tick.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I may have your distinguished attention, please. Welcome to the gala. Tonight, we embark on a journey of elegance and charm. We gather here not only to revel in the splendor of the past, but also to protect and celebrate the priceless masterworks adorning our walls. Some are for sale, others are part of my personal collection. But if the price is right and the charity is in need, anything is possible. Make me an offer. But you didn't come here to hear me waffle on. Raise your glasses to our philanthropic endeavors and a night that we'll never forget. Cheers!
Cheers!
As the party rages on, Adriana soon comes across her not long enough lost partner, Inspector Cunningham.
Where in the blazes has you been?
I'm an inspector. I was inspecting.
Might we have anything that could be seen as a weed in this Garden of Eden?
A fancy way of saying nothing to me.
How droll of you. Did you see anyone who looked offbeat, quirky, peculiar even?
Aye, that bloke sitting in the corner. Beady eyes, glasses, and the way he's been pounding those pints.
Interesting. Shall we?
We shall. Mm.
Adriana and Frederick locate Felicity in the sea of opulence to take a moment of her time.
Felicity, might we have a moment of your time?
I wouldn't feel safe without you and Frederick here. What can I do for you?
That gentleman over there, can you identify him?
That's my financial advisor. His name is Percival Smythe, but we just call him Fitzy.
And why is that?
Oh, 'cause I want to.
Fair enough. Would you mind if we had a word with him?
Well, I don't see what that would really accomplish.
Would you employ us to see if there was anything out of the ordinary?
And if that man is anything, if certainly not ordinary.
Let's go and get him.
Adriana and Frederick usher Fitzy to a room in a different wing of the mansion for an intimate conversation concerning a likely scheme that has been concocted. Who's involved among the elite? And the illegal. Exactly what they've set out to find.
What's the meaning of this?
We'll be asking the questions here.
Fine.
Frederick?
Yes?
He's ready for your questions.
Oh, I'm thankful that I'm the one with the whistle. Wouldn't want you to give too much of a warning. Yes, Fitzy.
Please, Mr. Smythe. Fitzy is a nomenclature that I can't abide. Felicity finds it charming. I do not.
Mr. Smythe, do you plan on stealing any of this artwork?
Goodness gracious me, Frederick. Why don't I go and fetch a cricket bat? You can beat him about the head until a confession bleeds from his ears.
What?
Finesse, Cunningham.
Be my guest, Agony.
Percival, my friend. You're an artful accountant with an inexplicable affinity for valuable artworks, yes?
This is the different set of tactics that we're... Yes, okay. Yes, I do.
Pray tell, what's the story behind your curious fascination?
Fascination? I assure you, it's merely a harmless appreciation for the aesthetic.
Appreciation, you say? More like a nefarious desire to liberate the esteemed masterpieces for personal gain.
Frederick!
Begging your pardon, Agony. Mm.
Percival, did you never picture yourself retiring on a tropical island, a moor in one hand, and a vodka gimlet in the other?
That would be difficult, as most of Moore's sculptures wouldn't fit in one's hand. And I'm more of a Scotchman myself.
Very well, then. We believe you.
Oh, we believe you. Just as we believe tea will cease to be the nation's preferred beverage.
Inspector Cunningham.
Adriana, you can't be serious.
Absolutely, I am.
This man has certainly contemplated a clandestine career as a modern-day art thief. Is surely itching to liberate a Picasso and hide it away in his attic, unbeknownst to Her Majesty? A covert pursuit to fund your extravagant taste, perhaps, Percy.
May we please refocus our attention? Mr. Smythe, darling, have you crossed paths with any dubious acquaintances? Perchance an assembly of art-loving accountants scheming to perpetrate the heist of the century?
This is preposterous. I've long served Mrs. Bigelow, safeguarding her collection and preserving its value. I'm no criminal mastermind, as your chubby chum here has consistently insinuated.
Your eye is fixated on the crimes at hand.
My hand and eye coordination seem to be on point this evening.
So you say, but I know your kind.
Yes, Inspector Cunningham. Every financial advisor in my position is secretly hatching plans to pilfer priceless masterpieces. You've exposed my dastardly machinations.
We place our trust on you as one would trust a hedgehog to navigate a croquet course.
That's enough, Inspector.
But...
Enough! Mr. Smythe, thank you for your time.
My pleasure. And... Inspector, if I see any hedgehogs, was it?
Aye.
If I see any of them attempting to nick a Kandinsky, you'll be my first call.
That shifty and sinister savage is up to no good. I know it.
There's no question.
Beg your pardon.
If that man's not guilty, I'll eat my hat.
You're not wearing a hat.
Then I'll eat yours. And you and I both know how much you perspire. Wait. Yes. We wait. And he'll get his when the time is right.
Let's just hope you've not lost your touch.
Something will unfold by the end of the night. Or my name isn't Adriana Agony.
The end of the evening comes and goes. Nothing seems out of place. And eventually, everyone trickles out and makes their way home. This leaves only the inspector, Agony, and their gracious host.
A rousing success. We will soon be writing a check with several zeros for a great cause.
I wish we could have been of more assistance.
Oh, you both were. Nothing happened. It's exactly why we were together here to begin with. We couldn't have dreamed of a better outcome.
As long as you're happy.
Oh, I truly am, Adriana. Not to mention I've made a new friend. Thank you. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must see to the cleaning crew. These mansions don't recover themselves.
And so ends the broadcast day.
This was too easy.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth, as they say.
I've got a gut feeling this isn't the end of our partnership.
I wish I could say this was a pleasure, Adriana, but I will say it's not as bad as I thought it would be. Until next time.
I have a feeling next time won't be too long from now.
Adriana sits at home and ponders the question. If there is no crime, is an investigation really needed?
Something still feels dodgy.
Adriana.
Reginald.
Apologies for not knocking. I couldn't help but notice your light was on. What keeps you up?
How do you solve a problem that doesn't exist?
That is a quixotic twist that I'm not sure I can unravel at this hour. Perhaps, could you possibly be overthinking this particular scenario?
Don't we always?
Sometimes the simplest answer is the correct one.
Occam's razor.
Gesundheit.
That's the simplest answer, you know. You know what? Never mind.
Sorry that I couldn't be of greater assistance.
You've been more helpful than you know, as you always are.
Good evening, Adriana.
Good evening, Reginald.
The next day, Adriana calls a meeting between the inspector and Felicity Bigelow.
To what do we owe the pleasure of your unexpected visit?
From the shadows of the makeshift gallery, Percival Smythe lets his presence be known.
And Fitzy?
You know my name is Percival.
Felicity, Percival. It seems our little game of cat and mouse has taken a most unexpected twist.
My dear Adriana, whatever do you mean?
You can drop the act. I've uncovered your little scheme. You've been selling forgeries, my friend. And not just any forgeries, but masterful imitations.
This is preposterous!
It's a fairly ingenious plan. Plant the forgeries in the gallery, allow the wealthy to bid on the pieces under the guise of good deed, and take the originals, moving them underground, to sell at a later date.
Percival, is this true?
Precisely, Adriana. It's a delicate dance we've been performing, and it seems you've stumbled upon our secret.
I can't believe this to be true.
Give up the act, Felicity. She's on to us.
I will say this was incredible. One that you almost got away with. Hiring all of us to protect your enterprise was a stroke of genius.
How? However did you figure this out?
It was difficult. Your impressions of an impressionist were near perfection. But the sculptures, specifically the reader by Barbara Hepworth, it started to melt. The summer has been quite the hot one.
Melt?
I told you this was an expensive outing. I had to have some of the forgeries made out of Cadbury chocolate.
I'm going to prison over a counterfeit confection?
The police appear from what seems like nowhere to take the two creative criminals into custody.
Adriana, you must believe me. This is simply one big misunderstanding.
Well, I hate to admit she's right. The lady is rarely wrong. Except when it comes to fashion. She doesn't know quite how to dress, but the crimes of the art, shall we say. Her bread and butter.
He's right, you know. It's always important to look at the big picture.
Aren't we buddies of the bosom variety?
I thought so too as well. Now you've made me look the boob. Take her away.
Until next time, Adriana.
Indubitably, Inspector.
Finally back in front of her beloved typewriter, after...
In conclusion, the eye of the beholder is certainly where one's love of the creative crafts inhabits. But it's always been a scrimmage betwixt art and commerce. This has been true since the beginning of time. What is inspired and beautiful to one only invokes the desire to use an American expression, make a quick buck. Whether it be the scribblings of your eldest or the Rembrandt that you found tucked away in your loft despite the odds, know what's important to you. Display it for all the world to see. Know in your heart that this is the comfort that everyone in the world will feel as their head hits their pillow tonight. Art endures. But so does the agony of lost illusion. Sincerely, Adriana Agony, a.k.a. your agony aunt.
Where might the next letter begging for advice be addressed from? You'll find out next time with a letter inscribed, To Whom It May Concern. Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, this brings us to the end of our broadcast day. But we can't leave you without a song. It's so hard to say goodbye. We just all smile and sigh. And we all sing.
Until next time, the laughter, the tears, the anger, the fears, we come together until we part. It's such sweet sorrow.
And so for now we say,
until next time, we love you.
So until next time, we'll be waiting here on the dial just for you. Good night.
Shortwave Kitsch is a Hat on a Hat production produced with love and curiosity by Kristen Granite, Maddie Casto-Kobler, Brooke Rash, and Brandon L. Joyner. You can catch our broadcast on popular platforms like Apple, Spotify, or wherever else you find your podcasts. And as we close this chapter, we invite you to stay connected. Maybe you want to see us perform live. We hope that you'll even consider supporting us. Find out how to do this and so much more at swkradio.com. There you can dig into bonus content, engage in lively discussions, and discover how you can play an active role in shaping the content that you love. For those looking to dive even deeper, check out our Patreon for exclusive behind-the-scenes access and perks. And of course, a heartfelt thank you to our listeners. You make all this possible. Subscribe, support, and stay tuned for more tales from Shortwave Kitsch. Until next time, take care.